Hey, John.
Yeah.
How's it going, bud?
It's amazing, you.
Here we are again.
Yeah, we're back.
And again. But this time, I am asking you the questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
How the fuck do you come up with these questions? You just randomly pick stuff?
I have one more for you.
Okay.
Do you want to?
Let's go.
Okay. So I'm giving you a choice.
Uh-huh.
For the next 4 years, we're resetting the rules.
Mm.
And you can have 4 more years of your current president.
Okay.
Or 4 more years of George W. Bush.
George Bush.
Over Biden.
Yes.
Explain yourself.
Actually, I don't know. I gotta think about that. George W., son, not father.
Not H, yeah, son.
Yeah. Son. I would go with George W.
Because now he's funny?
No, well, yes.
I mean, a little bit of it's like now it's kind of like humorous,
I would go with George W. because, so like H, listen, I don't think we should have 80-year-old presidents. I don't think we should have 80-year-old anybody's in any position of power politically. They're not in touch with what is actually happening in their country.
Yeah, I mean, for context,
there needs to be age limits.
Bill Clinton was president in 1992.
Right.
He is younger than both of the current people running.
Correct.
There
needs to be age limits.
Yeah, sure.
However, that is not why I would pick George W. over Biden, because in this year's presidential election, age doesn't bother me because the age just sucks for both.
Sure.
I think the reason I would take George W. is because he's obviously not a fan of Trump's. He's not part of the Trump Republican Party. He is more of a true Republican Party, which I'm not a Republican, but he is more, you know, traditional Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because he has learned a lot, I think, about his time as president, about the impact that his decisions made when he was president, short term and long term. And I, for some reason, I think that, like, when I think about George W. Bush, like, he made some really bad decisions as president that had big impacts.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's a part of me that says, like, he deserves a chance to right the wrong. Not that he can undo what he did.
Oh, it's like a redemption story for you.
Maybe. Because the other part is this, and I'm not fully thinking this through, so it may or may not make sense. But, like, let's be fair. If Trump wins, we're fucked. We've talked about this a few episodes ago.
Sure.
But if Biden wins, nothing will change, because the rest of the government is not going to be liberal, right? Republicans already own the House.
Mm-hmm.
They could very possibly win the Senate and maybe lose the House or make... Like, there's a chance that they could own all three stages, mm-hmm, or all three... parts of the government.
Branches,
yeah. Thank you. So nothing will get done if Biden gets another 4 years. However, with one exception, and that one exception is there will be Supreme Court justices that are replaced. And I think that is a much bigger deal long-term than people actually ever think about. Right now we're at a 6-3 supermajority. It could very well go to a 7-2 or an 8-1 supermajority if one person... If a Republican is president. However, Bush, I think, did a better job of nominating justices than Trump did. And I think because he has maybe learned a lot as he's gotten older, maybe he'll be different. Why didn't you pick Obama?
Well, because that was an easy pick.
Yeah.
There's no debate there.
That was a pretty easy pick.
In current times, people will live in their racist ways.
Yeah.
But when we fast forward 25 years...
He's one of the best presidents
in our lifetime. There's not much of a debate that he's a top 10 president of all time. The reality of it is, like, I was trying to give you two things that felt...
Hard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not awful, right?
Sure.
I mean, the other option is like, well, would you rather have Trump or Millard Fillmore? Like, yeah, okay.
Sure.
But that doesn't, you know...
Yeah,
that's not actually interesting. I find the Biden one really interesting Because, you know, he shows up so poorly in these type of settings where he's so uninteresting. And Trump is better in this moment.
Yes.
But then you see him on a campaign trail and he's bumbling and mixing up his words and doing things. And
well, because Trump is a bully. And, and when you're a bully, you know how to bully the other party.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
I think where what I'm seeing a lot of, though, and hopefully other people notice this, I doubt they will, but some will. It kind of goes to show that, like, the president is only going to be, and this is with, and honestly, I think this applies to corporate America very well. The leader of a country or a leader of a company is only going to be as good as the people that they surround themselves with and get information from and get direction and insight from, right? Biden, clearly not good at talking, right?
Sure.
He's not quick-witted. He can't. He's old.
Yeah. Well, and he has a literal speech impediment.
Sure.
Which I think does not anything to do with his age.
It's no, just, it's there, right? Yeah. But what he at least can understand and do well is surround himself with people who will give him good advice and direction, who will give him the facts and the information he needs, who have the political experience to understand what is happening, and then allow him to make that decision, right? He doesn't have to try to figure it all out himself. Mm-hmm. Trump doesn't do that. Trump wants to figure it all out himself, and he knows nothing. Mm-hmm. And then he surrounds himself with people who are arguably even worse at it than he is. And that's why, like, he's not, like, we watched this debate for 15 minutes, and all he did was just deflect every, like you mentioned,
sure,
everything back. I have a question for you, though. I want to turn this back around on you, okay? Not Biden or George Bush.
Okay.
Okay. Although I'm curious to see what your answer is on that. You can either have one of these two candidates become president, or one of the following presidential losers.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh.
John McCain.
Uh-huh.
Or Ross Perot.
Who do I want as president?
You can either pick Trump, Biden, or one of those three.
Oh, one of those three, Hillary.
Why?
I think Hillary was, you know, unfortunately for...
That was a layup, by the way.
America was going to be a great president.
She would have been.
I think, you know, many politicians are wrapped in levels of scandal, right? You know, they hobnob with rich billionaires and... We have the Epsteins and the things of the world that...
Blowjobs in the Oval Office.
Yeah, that put people in these really precarious and terrible moments, right? But I think if we take that out for a second and just talk about the like political ability, the actual ability to be a statesperson and navigate complex political things, she had... 40 years of really brilliant experience, many, many incredible situations, and probably would have navigated it better than anyone else. Now, there's a pandemic coming. I think in retrospect, it would be interesting on her deathbed to reflect that it probably worked out for her not to get nominated, because I don't know that anyone was going to really handle that well.
No, but she would have handled it a whole lot better.
Yeah, I know. But, like, no one was going to handle it well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that one's super easy.
That was a loss.
Skinny fries.